Bring it.
Apple pie jam.
Bring it.
Apple pie jam.
Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it.
Thousands of Zimbabweans gathered at the National Heroes Acre to bid farewell to two heroines, Victoria Chitepo and Vivian Mashita Muchicho. This became the first time in Zimbabwe's history that two nationalists were buried at the national shrine in a single day. Officiating at the burial of the two heroines, President Robert Mugabe told mourners that Zimbabweans should emulate the bravery and courage that was shown by the two during and after the country's war of liberation.
We want to thank you. We thank these two women for the exemplary lives that they lived. And we say to other women, and especially to the young girls, there are the two examples. Choose. If you want to be a Mashita, follow. But your fight must now be a fight in order to assist government in transforming our economy, in improving the lives of the people.
A representative of the Chitepo family, who is the son of the deceased national icon, Zwenyika Chitepo, said his mother worked hard in uplifting the lives of Zimbabweans and others in the Southern African region.
Through her life, she believed, she really believed in a better future for all Zimbabweans, for all Africans, and for all of humanity. And it is that faith, that undeterred faith, that kept her focused and able to achieve what she managed to achieve. The second area of her life where I believe people, many of us, would feel an association with her as a mother is through her deeds. Amai Chitepo left an impeccable legacy through her activism as a young political woman, gender activist in South Africa where she was born and grew up, to later joining the liberation struggle of Southern Africa, but particularly leading the care of comrades that were being trained and were being treated in the countries that were our brothers and sisters before the independence of Zimbabwe.
A representative of the Mashita family, Nyasha Mashita, who is Vivian Mashita's daughter, said her mother was advocating for Zimbabweans to be self-reliant.
She had a passion for helping people and making a difference. Our fondest memories of her is when we used to attend rallies with her during her campaign to become an MP. Everyone used to call her My Heavy, and this would always bring a smile to her face. Nothing could go wrong if My Heavy could help it. She taught us to be strong, courageous, and that all things are possible. But above all, she taught us to love the Lord.
War veterans leader Chris Muchangwa encouraged Zimbabweans to work hard to ensure that Chitepo and Mashita's vision of a vibrant Zimbabwean economy is realized.
My Chitepo is a history of unflinching commitment to the cause of freedom. And for her, the cause of freedom knew no national boundaries. It knew no tribe. She was the ultimate internationalist. She found a husband in Zimbabwe, born in South Africa. She found a home in Tanzania. She found a base to prosecute the struggle in Zambia. To her, the whole region was the same. This is the spirit of Southern Africa. We are the only region in the world where, even when we have common boundaries, we also have a common political spirit. And it came out of the liberation struggle. And that's what Mai Chitepo embodies. She embodies that kind of commitment, regional commitment, which bonded ANC, SWAPO, FRELIMO, MPLA, ZAPO and ZANU, all of them together to make them a unique regional organization. That's why we've started today. It came from the frontline states. When I go to Pretoria, I feel at home. When I go to Namibia, I feel at home. When I go to Rwanda, I feel at home. My Chitepo embodies that spirit. As for Vivian, a woman combatant in the field confronting the enemy.
First Lady Grace Mugabe, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, and MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai were among politicians who did not attend the burial of Chitepo and Mashita. Tsvangirai spokesperson Luke Tamborinyoka said Tsvangirai and the top leadership of his party did not attend the funeral because ZANU-PF was monopolizing state functions.
It is regrettable. What has since happened is that ZANU-PF privatizes and politicizes some of these events, which in actual fact is a belittling of such national heroes, venerated and dignified heroes like the late M.H. Tepo. The last time the president went to the National Heroes Acre for Independence celebrations, he was abused. So the problem is ZANU-PF, which turns some of these events into partisan events. And when you end up politicizing it in a funeral, then it just goes to show how low we have sunk as a nation.
Studio 7 failed to reach Mujuru's People First and other opposition parties. Victoria Chitepo, who was the widow of veteran nationalist Herbert Chitepo, held some cabinet positions and was once a member of parliament. Mwashita, who also fought in Zimbabwe's liberation struggle of the 1970s, worked at ZANU-PF headquarters before she was attested into the Central Intelligence Organization, where she served until 1995. In the same year, she was elected legislator for Harare South constituency before becoming a senator from Vrachena in 2005. She is survived by her husband Peter Muchicho, 3 children and 6 grandchildren. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.